I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All scattered across the news today. You see this Nunberg guy and the debate around him and whether CNN, MSNBC should have put him on this marathon yesterday. And this endless cycle of the matter of collusion. Now, the media seems to tire of this. You know, they get on to other things, chaos at the White House, that kind of meme that's out there. But then it goes back to the so-called Russian scandal. The inability to accept what happened and the issue that's right in front of us right now, how unique Trump was in presenting this, is part of the deal. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. Michael Caputo is a Republican political strategist, media consultant. He's worked in the Trump with Donald Trump in the past, and then he was in Russia. And he's a guy you see on national TV that knows all the players, is associated with this stuff. We're going to talk with him about Nunberg. And why this guy all of a sudden pops onto the scene yesterday in this remarkable spectacle that plays out is just amazing how much the media is getting out of this whole deal. Be it the Nunberg guy, the Papadopoulos guy, Manafort, any number of these guys, it is an endless type of thing. Michael Caputo joins us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michael, welcome back. Thanks for joining
us. Hey, Tom. How you doing, man?
Hey, very good. Now, look, this guy, I'll tell you from my perspective as a host, and you do a lot of media. You've been doing that. You have that kind of appeal, too. I understand why initially they might put him on yesterday, because they're driven toward this narrative. And this guy, any kind of sniff of anybody wanting to come on and be kind of wild, they're going to put on. But after a certain point yesterday, he was having a meltdown.
Yeah, you know, I'm Sam, I consider a friend. I've known him for a while. I've known him through, you know, kind of both of us came from the Roger Stone crew. I met Sam the first time in Trump Tower in 2013. Sam was very close to Donald Trump and was one of the first employee devoted to preparing for and exploring a presidential run. So Sam was released and fired from the campaign, I think, in late summer 2015. So his exposure to campaign issues, campaign decisions, campaign meetings, even campaign emails was zero after August 2015. And but see, you know, Sam, who I'm concerned for him. I'm very worried for him. He's taken his firing very hard, taken it very personally. He was absolutely devoted down to the marrow of his bones to President Trump, and made some really bad decisions in his interactions with the president and the Trump organization. But having said all of that, at some point yesterday, the lines of ethics in television journalism moved. And this speaks volumes about TV journalism. Because I'll tell you, the print journalists I'm talking to today and who I talked to yesterday were aghast at what the cable networks were doing. But you also saw, like, for example, when you watched Ari Gelber on MSNBC interview him, Ari was very uncomfortable with him.
Yes.
You could tell. You watched Jake Tapper, who, like CNN or not, Jake Tapper's a real journalist, and you could tell he was just calling in still at that time. Jake was very uncomfortable interviewing him. And I think the boundaries of ethics of TV journalism moved yesterday. I don't think anybody's comfortable with it.
No, and again, I said that early on, I understand why, Michael, given their perspective, and you're on CNN quite a bit, they're grabbing at any scrap to get any kind of thing to keep the Russian story going. And this guy looks like a loose cannon who's going to fire some stuff away and Mueller and all that. But after a certain point, you're right. You can't be on your high horse if you continue bringing him on. And then we have Aaron Burnett saying to him, I smell alcohol in your breath, and going through that whole painful moment.
It was painful, but you know what? I mean, again, I understand the criticisms of CNN, but Aaron was acknowledging something that was an important part of that story, if you ask me. You know, if someone comes to a television studio drunk or high or something, not, I don't know if Sam was or not. I mean,
right.
You know, everybody can be their own judge. But if, you know, Aaron was acknowledging the fact that this was pushing the bounds of propriety.
Yes, and also, if they want to make the case that this guy is a credible guy, you and I both know he has little or nothing here other than, you know, the relationship with Trump prior to all this, then when he has a meltdown like this on TV, how does that advance the case that he would be a credible source of anything or a witness against the Trump campaign?
Yeah, I don't think it bolsters that case at all. But I can also say this. This is what the investigations are doing. This is what's happening. This has gone on long enough. People who, FBI and the law enforcement typically looks for a weak link or someone who's on the verge of a personal crisis and tries to manipulate that. But listen, this guy is a friend of mine. I know the pressure that he's under. I know the profound, visceral, heartfelt disappointment he has in how things ended with him and the president. And that combination, to me, is really dangerous. And I'm hoping that the people in television journalism who took advantage of this yesterday and those who are mocking the way that Sam interacted on television yesterday understand that they're laughing at something that is personally very dangerous.
I get your point. Absolutely. You're exactly right.
I worry for him.
Michael, how about his lawyers and others telling him, too, hey, you can't get, not that Mueller strikes me, he's more cold-blooded than that, but you go on national TV saying you're not going to comply with all this and back and forth, that you know you can't do that. You know this is faulty stuff.
Yes, and we also saw Sam reach a conclusion by midnight or one in the morning that he's going to participate in this investigation. You know, it's such an uncomfortable, you know, head-scratching and nails-on-the-chalkboard moment yesterday that went on for hours and hours and hours. And at one point, Sam put on a suit and came to the studio. That's when it should have stopped.
Absolutely.
And I hope cable television news learned an important lesson yesterday. But at the same time, I'm really concerned about Sam, and I hope that his family and his friends intervene in what appears to be a personal crisis.
Absolutely. Hey, Michael, thank you very much, as always. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia today.
Thanks, Don. Have a great day.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.